tell you guys what great honor it is to be here. There's so much experience and wisdom in this room that it just boggles my mind. And to think of all the things that have been seen and all the experiences that have been had here is just awesome. And to be able to have the ability and the great honor of being able to speak to you guys is really great. So I want to be able to start out by telling you guys thank you for having the ability and allowing me to come speak with you guys. Because I just hope that some of this makes a little bit of sense. I've been praying greatly that it be the Lord's words and not my own, and that's what I'm hoping and expecting. If any of this makes sense, it sounds good, but believe me, I promise you that's not me. But first of all, the one thing I want to tell you about, and I like stories. Anybody like stories? You guys like stories? I love stories. Stories are some of the things that make life a little more fun and sometimes a little bit more interesting in some cases, right? Well, I'm going to tell you about one thing I did. I remember one time. I was, thank you. And some of you may remember back when you were a kid. But I was at one time, a long time ago, it did occur. And I remember one day, I woke up in the morning and I rolled out of bed and I was kind of waking up and kind of groggy, still kind of waking up. And I heard my mother in the kitchen and she was getting breakfast ready and fixing to get things going. And I remember my mother calling out, said, "Hey, you hungry in there?" And I said, "Oh, yes. I am very hungry, and I need some breakfast. And not only do I just need some breakfast, but I know what I want." Which isn't very often. But I knew. I knew what it was that I thought that I wanted that morning. And I hollered back into the living room, because you see, a couple days prior to being my birthday, my mother, even to this day, will make me a special peanut butter pie for my birthday. Now, I love pie. Some people already know that I love pie, especially those that are good at making it. But I love just about every kind of pie. Now, this one particular one, though, it's a peanut butter pie. My favorite candy is a peanut butter Reese's cup. And it just makes sense that if you can mix that in pie, it don't get much better. That is some of the best stuff, right? And so I knew that I had just had a piece of pie the day before. And when my mother called out, "Do you want breakfast?" I said, "Yes." And I said, "I know what I want. I want a piece of pie." And I rolled out of bed and I got ready and I put my clothes on and I grabbed my bag and I started getting ready to go and I was ready for school. So I come walking into the kitchen, and I sat down at that table, and I looked down in front of me. Did I find pie?
Yeah.
No! That's what I thought was going to be there. I looked down at that plate, and on top of that plate was a bowl. And inside of that bowl was oatmeal. And I looked down at this oatmeal, and I remember I being so hungry that suddenly I forgot what it was that I really wanted, which was the pie, and I started smelling how good it was to have this oatmeal. And I took a bite, and you know what? Even though that wasn't necessarily what I wanted that morning, it was just what I needed, first of all. And second of all, that's some of the best oatmeal I think I've ever had to this day. It was delicious. She had even gone a little extra way and had a couple bananas and some cinnamon and some sugar in it. And she had even gone more above what I thought I was expecting or what I thought I was going to get. And that's what's really cool about that. And that's really kind of what I want to talk about a little bit today. So I'll just kind of keep that in your mind. Think about that pie. Because see, what's really cool about God, and this is a really neat thing about God, God always provides. And if you don't remember anything else that I say today and talk about, please remember this. That no matter what, no matter where you are, no matter how lonely or alone that you may be or feel in your life, that God is always there. And I'm going to give you some examples and we'll talk about a couple of things that I'm not the only one that ever had something kind of weird that happened to them or had a story that was similar to that. And that's really kind of where I'm going to go with it. Now, hopefully, I've got this kind of warmed up now, so hopefully this will work. I want to read a verse to you, first of all. Matthew 7, this is 7 through 11, and many of you guys know this, and I know that I'm going to start saying this, and I know you guys are going to go, yeah, I know that. But I want to read it. It says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth. Right? And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh the door will be opened. Isn't that great? That's right. Or what man is there of you, if his son shall ask him for a loaf of bread or stone, or he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Which that always amazed me. How would you, why would you think of that? And you had, because, I mean, you guys remember, you know, even when you guys were younger, if you asked your parents for something, would they have given you a snake? You know, and why is this thought up?
That is amazing to me.
If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to him that asks? Because, see, what's neat about this verse, and the most important thing that I like about it says the first part. What's it say? Ask, and you shall receive. You will receive. Now, here's what that means to me. Is that God will answer your prayers. Right? God does answer your prayers. He will answer your prayers. And he always hears it. And he's always there to see it. However, do you always get peanut butter pie? No. We don't always get peanut butter pie. However, do we always get what we want in a way that what we thought we wanted suddenly changes to something else, right? Because what we thought we wanted and what God has planned for us, sometimes are two different things. And the best part about it is not only did we get something that was good, but we wind up getting something that's even better than what we expected ourselves. And that's what's really cool about that. And that's really, that's exactly, and that's what that verse is really referring to, what it really means. Because God always knows best, and he always has a plan, and he's always there. Now, here's the other question. If that's true, does God have a plan for our life with us? Yes. God knows the steps. He knows our heart and our minds, and he knows what happens with us. And he has that plan for us. I want to tell you about another friend of mine that I had heard one day, and this was a couple weeks ago, and there had been a horrible wreck on Interstate 10. Now, this wreck was largely one morning, and in fact, this was like right before Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. The fog was so great, you couldn't see but about this far in front of you. Which, without my glasses, I probably can't see either, but, you know, that's another story. But the thing was, the fog was so bad, and it was so terrible that day, that there was this horrible wreck. In fact, right over towards Baytown, out that way. Some of you might even remember it. It was amazing. There were, I don't know how many cars, but there was like 60, 70 cars or something. It was unbelievable. There were people that died, and things happened in this wreck. Now, this friend of mine I was talking to, we were at church, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about this, and I said, hey, did you hear about this wreck? This was unbelievable. This was one, I mean, I couldn't believe that there were that many people involved in this wreck, and how horrible this was. And he told me, he said, you know what? You want to hear something cool? And I was like, here, cool, thanks. And I said, sure. What is that? And he told me this. He said, you are not going to believe this. He said, but I was on my way, going that way, when I looked down and I realized that I didn't have my cell phone. And I thought, I gotta have my cell phone. Of course, that's like me. I feel strange if I don't have my cell phone. I have to have it with me. And especially on a trip like that, you want the security to know if something happens, you got a phone. Well, here's what's wild about that. When he realized that, he got a little aggravated and he thought, oh man, I gotta turn around. He turned around, he went back home and he got his phone. Well, guess what happened? As he started pulling up to that area, he saw the wreck. And he saw the ambulances. And he saw the people that were there on the side of the road. And he realized, wow, there was a reason. It sure didn't seem like it, and it wasn't exactly what I wanted at the time, but there was a reason. There was a purpose, and there was a reason behind that, because God says that he will, what? Guide our steps. And that those steps will work to the good for those who love the Lord. That's what he said. And that's exactly what happened in that situation. Let me give you another cool verse. Romans 8:28. And we know to them that love the God, this will sound familiar, to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called to his purpose. Now, here's a really cool thing about that again. Once again, that's the Bible. That's not me. That's not anybody else or someone else that might have dreamed that up. The Bible says what? All things work to the good. That's right. Now, is that what happened in this individual's case? Absolutely. If that hadn't happened in that situation, that person would have been, very possibly, in the middle of that accident. That's amazing, isn't it?
God always has an angel to go right there.
That's right. And it's so cool that God does that because God knows where we're going to be. And God knows what we need. Not necessarily always what we want, right? But God always knows exactly what it is that we need. I'll give you another really cool example. Many of you know this example as well. Now, I'm going to read the verse and then I'll talk a little bit about it, okay? But listen to this. This is really cool. It's the same kind of situation. Exodus 16:15-18, and it says this. When the children of Israel saw that, they said to one another, "Hey, what is this?" And they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is bread which Jehovah has given you to eat. This is the thing which Jehovah hath commanded. Gather ye in every man according to eating, and to the number of persons, and everyone shall have that which is meant to eat." Now, here's interesting. Really cool thing about this, too, is that when this happened, now, what is he talking about? Some of you might go, what? Here's what happened. That's right. Now, the children of Israel had lived under bondage and slavery, and many of them lived with a guy with a whip on his back every night. Now, that'd be a terrible way to wake up in the morning with a guy on a whip. You know, it's time to get up. Whack! You know, okay. But here's what's cool. These guys got free. The Lord brought them out of that land. God took care of them. God provided for them. God provided a way. And he took them out. And they wound up in the middle of the desert. All of a sudden, one day, they knew that God had taken care of them. That's right. That's right. And here's a weird thing. This is what gets me. And sometimes we all kind of do this from time to time. Instead of sitting out in the desert going, "Oh, God, you're wonderful. How great is this? This is wonderful." What did they do? They said, "It sure is hot out here." And one guy looked at the other guy, and the other guy's sitting there, and he's sitting on the blanket, and he goes, "Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is hot out here." And then another guy walked up, and he didn't make matters worse. I mean, any better, he made them worse. And he said, "You know what? Not only is it hot out here, I'm hungry." And then another guy walks up, and he says, "Did you say something about food? You got food?" He said, "No, I'm hungry. I thought someone said food." Another guy walks up, and he says, "You got food?" And he said, no, I'm hungry." "Yeah, me too." And they're just sitting around going, I'm hungry. And they start crying. What happened? They got their eyes off of that provision that God had given them. And they got their eyes on the wrong thing, which was what? The hunger, growling pains. And I don't know about you, but I get those sometimes. Especially in church this afternoon, I was getting some growling before time for lunch. But here's what's really cool. There's another verse that says that God spoke and said, "I heard their murmuring." And that's exactly what it says. I love that. He said, "I heard their murmuring, but God provided." Now, what did he provide? Did he provide chocolate cake? No. Did he provide peanut butter pie sitting on the stand when they woke up the next morning? No. What did he do? He gave them manna. Now, we hear a lot of teaching and a lot of talk and a lot of people say things about manna. Now, manna is a form of unleavened bread, and there's so many different reasons behind what that is, Scott. But what I want to say is here's what I see. Now, remember, this is me, okay? This is kind of the way I look at it, what I think about it. I believe it was just like that day when I thought I was going to have that peanut butter pie. I believe that on that day they looked out and they saw on the ground as far as they could see what looked like snow. And that's when they said, "What is this? What is that? What's going on out here? This looks crazy. You know, what? Now we're in a snowstorm or something? It's already hot. You know what? Now it's going to be cold. And they looked and they gathered up food to eat. Not only did they gather up food to eat, but they gathered up enough food that it filled their stomachs. It was just enough to provide for them. They didn't have extra stuff over, you know, but it was enough that God what? God took care of them. God provided for them. Many of them at the moment suddenly went, okay, maybe it's not so hot. Okay, maybe I can get by, and maybe God will maybe take care of us out here. And I believe, now like I said, this is kind of me. I believe that was probably some of the best bread that they had ever had. Not just, you know, what we hear about. Because sometimes, you know, we hear, yeah, God gave them manna. Okay, they had bread. And what did they do? They made manna burgers and manna tacos and things like that, right? Well, the thing is, I really believe in my heart that that manna wasn't just manna, but that was some of the best tasting stuff. That's right. And I believe that that was some of the best tasting, most incredible stuff they could have ever imagined that God gave to them. That it was even better than what they imagined or dreamed of before. Now, I got one more story I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to probably be wrapping up here shortly. But one more cool story. My job, what I do out in the real world, more or less, I work on, and some of you guys may know about these, some of you guys may not know. There are these things called red boxes where you go up and you put money in it and you get a movie out and you rent a movie. Well, my job is to fix them. And I go out to them when they're broke, and I open them up and try and figure out what's going on, and then I replace parts and fix them, right? Now, here's what's really weird this one particular day. I was on my way to this box. Actually, before that, I was on my way home. I had a long day. I was in my car, and I'm heading towards home. And all of a sudden, my phone goes, beep, you know, oh, no. And I looked down, and there was a dispatch, what we call them. So I had to go all the way out to Baytown to work on this box. You know where? Yes, out there in Baytown. And I went all the way out there. And I'm thinking in my head, I don't want to go out there. I want to go home. I'm tired. And I said, Lord, come on. I'm tired. I don't want to go out there. And I thought, all right, I'm going to go. So I went out to this box, and I'm standing at this box thinking, well, maybe it'll be something quick. And I'm praying the whole time. Lord, make it something quick so I can get home. I want to go home. And I walked to that box and I opened it up and I looked inside and I realized there was a motor that I had to replace, which is a job. And I looked at that motor and then I realized something else even worse. I didn't have one. And I thought, oh no. And I thought, my day just went to yuck to bad to real yuck. And I thought, what am I going to do? I don't believe this. And I said, Lord, you got to get this thing to work, Lord. I need your help here. What am I going to do? And the Lord whispered in my ear that I had some motors at home. Luckily, at that particular day, my wonderful wife was home, and I called her up. And I said, you're not going to believe this. I ain't got no motors. And I was not happy. And she will tell you when I was on the phone that I was not happy. I said, I do not believe this. What am I going to do? So she goes over, she looks in a box, and she finds a motor. She says, okay, don't worry, I'll come save you. I said, good, because I need some help. So she jumped in her car, and she started coming, and I looked in the box again, and I just kind of wilted, because there wasn't anything I could do. And I said, Lord, I can't do nothing. I don't believe this. Why are you doing this to me, Lord? I don't understand this. I'm not happy, Lord. Like, Lord needed to know. And a man walked up to me. I turned around and I I've been asked a lot of weird things about money. And, you know, you get people that say, hey, man, you got some money. Got some change. Well, this particular guy, he walked up to me this day. And he said, do you have one of them phones that'll shoot an email? That's a weird question. And I said, you know what? Yes, sir, I sure do. And you see, this it was at a McDonald's. Across the street from McDonald's was a little hotel. Okay? This man had, and we started talking. That's what was really cool about it. I said, wow, what's going on? That's a weird question. Why do you need my phone? And he started telling me the story. Because you see, he had once had a lot of money, was a real prominent person in Deer Park. And all of a sudden he got into some stuff he shouldn't have been in. Right? And here he was, he had lost everything, including his girlfriend. And he knew his girlfriend didn't even know where he was. And that's what he wanted me to do, was to send a message to his girlfriend to let her know, hey, I'm in this hotel. Can you come see me? And to tell her that he loved her. And I saw this man and I thought, suddenly it hit me, and the Lord said, you see what I did? You see this now? And I said, all right, Lord, I agree. I see. I'm so sorry. And I started talking with him more. And he started telling me more of the story, and we talked back and forth about what was going on. And while I prayed with him, the Lord gave me a message to talk to him, to tell him. Because it seemed weird that this man had been making just enough money every day to try and cover enough so he could have a place to stay at the hotel that night. But he also told me, he said, not only have I stayed at the hotel, but some days when I can't afford it and I can't get any money, he said, I sleep in the woods. And here I was talking to this man about how God's always with him and God's always going to take care of him, and I'm thinking, this man's sleeping in the woods. And I said, all of a sudden, and I'm praying in my head, and I'm talking to him and I'm praying at the same time, going, Lord, give me words. Lord, I don't know what to tell this man. And suddenly the Lord gave me a word, and I told him, I said, I just want you to know this, and I believe that God wants you to know this. And I think this is so important for all of us. I said, God just wants you to know a couple things. And I said, first of all, God loves you, no matter what. I don't care who you are, who you've been, what you've done, it don't matter. I said, God loves you more than anything. And he started to kind of melt, and we started talking a little bit about it. And I said, God wants you to know something else, that he has always been with you. He said, yes, I feel alone sometimes, and I feel like I'm lonely, and there ain't nobody around. And I said, he's there, and he's wanting you to know right now that he's always been there with you. And he wants to tell you this. Not only has he always been with you, but he's always taken care of you. And even those times when you were in the woods. And I thought, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm really saying this. Okay, Lord, this has got to be you. Said, even at the times when you were in the woods and you were alone, God was with you and he protected you. There could have been all kinds of things that could have happened to you in those woods. And suddenly I thought, well, you know, that makes sense. I love that. That's when, you know, when you're talking, you go, wow, hey, that was pretty good. Because that's God. And that's how God works, and that's a cool thing. Back. And I looked at him and I said, God is always taking care of you, even in those times. And I watched that man with tears in his eyes say, will you pray with me and will you be with me? And I prayed with that man, and I saw that man's life change in a powerful way. There was a whole different look on his face when I left. And I realized as I was driving home, a couple of very important things. One, I've been a brat. And that I was wrong. And I sought forgiveness and I said, Lord, you got to forgive me. I done messed up. And then the second thing was, Lord, thank you for using me. That you helped somebody through me. And the cool thing about that is what I want everyone to remember as well is that God can use every one of you to touch somebody else. Even if you don't feel like it at the moment and you're not happy. Believe me, I was not happy. But God still used me to really reach out and to touch a man and change that man's life. Now, here's what's really cool about all these things. All of these stories that I've told you about, that we talked about, not only did God provide when you kind of wondered, God's always provided, God's always been there, God's always given us what we need, not always what we want. God's always there, and God's always been with us. Now, here's the best part. And this is where I want to wrap up. And I got one more, if I can get this thing to come on, right? I'm not used to using this. I'm used to my notes, and this is a little different for me. All right, Romans 5. Through whom also we have had our access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, this next verse sounds a little weird, but I'm going to tell you a little more about it. And not only so, but we also rejoice in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh steadfastness,
Steadfast.
And steadfastness, approvingness, and approvingness works. Here's the most important word. Hope. Hope. Because of all the things that I've told you about today, I want you to do this. Think about, in your own lives, where God has protected you, God's taken care of you, where you got just what you needed at the moment that you needed it. Oh, I can tell you, there have been a lot of times in my life where I got just what I needed at the right time. Because God is always what? He's always been there, and He's always provided, and He's always been good. Now, when you think of these things, here's what they build into. As you remember these things, as that verse just said, they all lead to one word. And what's that one word? Hope. Hope. Because we always, no matter what, we always have hope. Why? Why do we always have hope? Because God is always there with us to take care of us and give us exactly what we need. Okay? Now, I want to pray with you guys just really quickly, and then I'm going to pass it back over. But once again, thank you guys. This has been a hoot. I love this. This was so much fun for me. And I hope you guys got something out of that as well. But if you bow your heads with me, I'll pray this real quickly.